The night may be long and the dark may be deep, but the answers are there to be found. Whether it's the normal, the abnormal, or the paranormal, you're in the right place. Let's go Beyond Reality.
Welcome to Beyond Reality Paranormal. I'm your host, JV Johnson. Thanks for being here tonight as we enter a new, not just a new year. This is what really, really has me, my head spinning. Not just a new year. We're talking about a new decade. I know, I think on Monday night I said new millennia, but no, we're not there yet, thankfully. But yeah, 2020, it just seems so futuristic, doesn't it? I mean, how many of us were on, you know, watching television in the 80s and 90s and watching shows like, you know, Space 1999, or we watched Back to the Future. We watched these shows that talked about years to come, and we're now entering those years. That's the hard part to believe. Time just moves so quickly, and we talk about time. We talk about time travel on this show a lot, but do we ever talk about why time seems to speed up as we get older? I mean, I think it happens to everybody, right? And it really does speed up. You remember being a kid and, you know, you'd be in school and like the week would go on forever and it would be forever until Christmas time and be forever until summer vacation. And then summer vacation came, of course, then that would go pretty quickly. But it just seems like there's a whole different perspective. And now we've got, you know, as we enter adulthood and, you know, I know my kids are grown and, you know, now just a blink of an eye, everything just passes. So I don't mean to depress everybody, but Happy New Year. And I hope you had a great time celebrating the end of 2019 and the beginning of 2020 as we enter a new decade as well. I hope you were able to enjoy it in one fashion or another. And we haven't spoken a lot since Christmas either, but I hope you had a great holiday season all the way around. But by the way, I have to put the picture up on our YouTube stream soon, but and I will tonight because I've got it ready. But I discovered something magical over the weekend. Or during the week, whenever it was, I was shopping at my local warehouse club store, and I stumbled upon. I went. you're going to laugh at me for saying this, but I went to the macaroni and cheese aisle. My favorite dish happens to be, and to get some macaroni and cheese. And I noticed that Kraft now sells the macaroni and cheese sauce powder. In bottles, in plastic bottles that you can put on anything. You can mix it up, and you can put it on anything. And I was just shocked to see it, and I thought, wow, what a great idea. You have this stuff, why not sell it? And so I did. I bought it, and I have been putting it basically on everything. Yeah, this is not good for my effort to lose weight, I promise you. But I'm going to put up a picture on the YouTube stream of what I bought because I was just shocked. And maybe it's late coming to us here in upstate New York. We tend to get things later than everyone else. But either way, I'm excited to see it. And it's magical stuff. By the way, tonight we're going to be talking with Melinda Vestal. Melinda's a psychic. We're going to talk about the new year. What is she see coming up for the new year, 2020? Not just in general, but for you as well. And I know we have people already on hold, and that's okay. But if you're just going to have to be patient, and we'll get to your calls. But if you hang up, know that it's going to be almost impossible for you to get back on because the phone calls will come in steadily, and we'll get a lot of them. If you're listening to the show as a downloaded podcast, you can also join us for the live version on YouTube by going to YouTube and subscribing to the channel. It's just JV Johnson on YouTube. When you find it, you'll see not only the live stream when we do come on live, but you'll also see an archive of back shows, about 450, maybe even 500 by now, back shows there for your listening enjoyment and viewing enjoyment, even though the viewing part isn't that exciting, but the listening part is fun. Again, that's YouTube. JV Johnson is the channel. We'd love to have you subscribe and support us there. And speaking of support, now that we are doing this very, very differently, there are ways you can support this program directly. And we also appreciate that if you decide to do that and you want to help us out. Patreon is one of those ways. If you go to Patreon and look for Johaw Productions or just Johaw, J-O-H-A-W, that's our Patreon page. You can support us there. There are special benefits for people who do that depending on the level of support. Also, if you're listening as a podcast, if you look in the description of the program, you'll see a link to support us directly through the podcast app. All right. That's all I have to talk about right now. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we will bring in our guest tonight. We're talking with Melinda Vestal. She's a psychic. She'll share her predictions for 2020 and will offer callers guidance for the new year. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to Beyond Reality Paranormal. I'm your host, JV Johnson. I'm going to ask that you support this program. The easiest way to do that, by the way, is if you're listening as a podcast, you just open up the description of the episode and you scroll down to the bottom. And at the bottom, there is a link that says support this podcast. If you click on that, you'll be taken to a page that gives you a couple of options for supporting the show. We greatly appreciate it. It helps us bring great programs to you every week, and we look forward to continuing to do that. And if you're enjoying the program on YouTube, there's another way you can support the show. Just go to the description. You'll see a link to a Patreon page. It's Johaw, J-O-H-A-W. And if you go to the Patreon page, you'll be able to pledge an amount to help support the show as well. Once again, thanks for your support. Thank you for listening. Please share it with your friends. Just go to YouTube, search for JV Johnson. When you find it, subscribe to the channel. There's no charge. It's free. And it gives you a place that you can watch the live stream, also participate in our live chat room. Tonight, we're talking with Melinda Vestal. Melinda's a psychic. We're going to talk about predictions for 2020. And we're also going to offer callers guidance for the new year. If you're already on hold, please be patient. We will get to your phone calls. If you haven't gotten through yet, keep trying. The number is 607-282-4029. The phones will be very, very busy tonight. But keep calling, and hopefully you'll get an opportunity to get through. Melinda, welcome to Beyond Reality. It's great to have you on the program tonight.
Yay!
You know, good things are worth waiting for. So we're pleased to have you on with us tonight.
You better believe it. All right, we are all here.
All right, so just let me remind folks too, if you're waiting on hold because we started taking calls very early, please be patient. We will be taking the calls soon, but not quite yet. Now, let's talk a little bit about you, Melinda, because this is the first time you've been on the program. How long have you been doing this?
Well, so I've always really had the gift and known that I had the gift, but really just this year with Tiffany and started working with her. But I've always known that I've had it. So just years ago, I've heard messages and I kept thinking, oh no, that's just ridiculous. You know, I grew up in a very strict Southern Baptist home, living Bible country down here. And so, you're not supposed to do things like that, right? You're not supposed to, things like that aren't supposed to happen. And so I just really kept denying all those things. And I saw visions. I heard things and just kept pushing it away. And then it just kept coming back to me. I just kept feeling like, no, but this is right. This is what you're supposed to do, right? This is what you're supposed to do in this lifetime to help other people. And so I just got tired of denying all that and wanted to really embrace who I really, really am. And it's just been so beautiful because, gosh darn it, after all this time, you know, here I am. And it's wonderful because I'm helping so many people and just being who I've really always wanted to be. So it's great.
So you say you've always known this. Do you mean, when you say always, do you mean since childhood, since you've been aware, you've recognized that you've had some sensitivities and maybe at a point you thought it was just weird things were going on?
Oh yeah. I mean, when I was a little girl, I just, like I said, I mean, I would hear things, I would see things, and I kept denying it. And then, you know, like I said, my father, my mom and dad were very strict Southern Baptist. And so I just kept thinking, you know, this, stop it, stop. This is wrong. You know, you're going to go to hell. and then as I got older, I really started hearing them big time. And then what really, really put it into action was, I had a really horrible, horrific thing happen to me in 97. And it basically, you know, it was just, I don't want to go into the details, but it was sure. A horrible experience with, you know, I had a gun put to my head.
Oh, and this geez. Guy was
chasing, yeah. This guy was chasing other women. And so really it was just a really horrible near-death experience. And so at the end of that horrible experience, I clearly heard a clear message telling me exactly what I needed to do to get out of it.
Wow.
And yeah. And so and years later they found the guy and he did the same thing to other women. And so I don't want to get into details of that.
No, it's okay.
But that really solidified that I have that and I can tap into that, and not only to help myself, but to help other people too. Right. And so just, I know that I am here in this life to help so many other people. And it's just such a beautiful gift. And I love being able to help people, whether it be through angel cards or readings. I love doing theta healing, which is where if you have limiting beliefs, if something is holding you back from this lifetime or another lifetime or whatever, and you're not able to move forward in life, I love helping people overcome those obstacles so that they can move on. And then I absolutely am just so passionate about law of attraction too, because it's just amazing. And I believe, there's so many people walking around. I believe that the light workers are truly here to help people move past so many things. And I have gifts to help certain people, but then other light workers have gifts to help other people too. And so we're just living in this time now. And this year in 2020, I know you guys were asking about that. Wow. This year is just going to be the year of the light worker. I mean, it's just, we're breaking through, we're helping other people, and not just the gifts that I have, but just so many other things. And what things like 20, 30, 50 years ago were thought of after as devil worshiping and, witches and everything like that. No, we're going to be seen in a whole new light. And we are, but really, I believe this year, that is a big prediction that I have, that, that in the next, this year and in the next 10 years, we're going to see a boom in that. And not just in that, but other things that are healing modalities as well. For years, everybody thinks that we can just go to medicine, but there's so many other healing things out there, from natural plants on this earth, from healers, from that really, this is the rise of the light worker. This is the time where, we're really rising up to help other people, and things are going to be seen in a whole new light. Right. And so it's just such an exciting time. It really is.
You said a lot. We're going to cover a lot of what you've said, and we're going to get into some details on some of the topics and ideas that you've already mentioned. But I want to back up to your experience, and I do not want to ask you any questions that are going to be uncomfortable. But you did say in this horrible experience that you had in 97, you said you used the word near-death experience. Now, I don't know. I'm assuming that you meant it was a situation where you could have been killed. But, this program, we often use near-death experience as someone who is actually, their heart stopped beating for a while and they're brought back. Which of those two was the case?
There was a gun pointing to me,
So you were threatened. Your life was threatened at that point.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's certainly nothing to, that's no small incident by any means, but I just wanted to be clear about it. So I understood what you were saying.
So you had
this horrible experience, and it sounds absolutely horrible. And you said during that experience, you had a voice come through that told you how to get out of it. And that was kind of what made you wake up to what was really happening in your life.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Because when I, after my family came and pulled me out of that and helped me and just really like, wow, I lived through that.
Yeah.
The other women lived through that. And then I really distinctly remember the word for word telling me exactly what to do.
Wow. Did that change your spiritual beliefs at all? When that happened to you, Did you feel as though that was a divine intervention? Where was that message coming from in your, you know, your interpretation of it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, everybody has their interpretation of God or, you know, Buddha or, you know, and that's where at Tiffany Powers Healing, you know, we don't, it's whatever.
What was it for you, Melinda? Did you feel like it was spiritual in nature?
It was really my higher self, my inner, you know, some people would call it God. I believe it was, you know, the specific messages from my higher self, God, angels coming through to tell me exactly what I needed to do, because I was in a very scary situation. I couldn't move. Didn't know how to get out. And you know, there were other times where I heard messages, but that was just so profound to me.
Sure.
It was such a life-changing experience for me. And it was just like a wake-up call to say, you know, listen, because we've been giving you these messages, honey, for a long time. And it's time that you listen. It's time that you listen, because we are here for you. These messages are very real. Very, very real. And they are. And so when I'm doing a reading with someone, I hear those messages. I see images. I see pictures. They may ask me about their mother or their father who passed away, or, you know, and so, that was just like the beginning of.
So you get what we would consider to be psychic messages, but you also can communicate with past loved ones that have passed on as a medium would. You do that as well. Okay.
Yes.
I just want to ask a couple questions here, because we have people. The phone's ringing off the hook already, and I know we're going to take calls. What types of guidance can you give our listeners tonight if they call in, and how do we have to do that? What information do they have to give you?
You know, just their name and what kind of question are they seeking? A lot of times people are just saying, you know, what do you see happening for me?
Right.
Or, you know, I'm really upset about, you know, the situation or whatever. So just a general question. And then I may ask them a question. It just kind of, I'm very, just really laid back, and it's really kind of like a conversation. Yeah.
Perfect. All right. So this is what we're going to do for the rest of the night. We're going to mix it up, because I don't like leaving people on hold for extremely long periods of time if we can help it.
Yeah.
So we're going to pull some calls in. You and I will continue to talk in between the calls, and we'll mix it all up, and we're going to have a great night. So let's start here with Rhonda, who's calling from Georgia. Hi, Rhonda. Thanks for waiting on hold for so long.
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Hi, Rhonda.
And you're on with Melinda.
Hey. Hey,
hi,
Melinda.
Hi, Rhonda. Hi. What kind of questions did you have for me?
Well, I'm not sure if this is something that you do, but I was wondering if you had any messages for me from my spirit guides or my angels surrounding me, or.
Yeah. So I'm hearing that you've been moving too fast in your life right now, and you really need to just take it. I'm getting a little bit of an echo, but that you're moving way too fast in your life right now, and you need to take a break. Do you have a lot going on right now?
I do. Yes.
Yeah. And so, it's important for your health that you just chill. And that what that means is, do you really enjoy being in your backyard and I'm seeing you like in your backyard, like just planting and everything. Like as a break. As something just to chill you out. You don't necessarily have to go on vacation, but just to relax, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. So that's the biggest message that I'm getting for you, is that you need to take a step back right now. And that which is interesting, because that's a big message. I know we were talking about messages to the general for everybody, is that we're all moving so fast, you know, and taking time to just enjoy life, because we're all about work and no play. And just that means that's got to be important to you in your life, is just to relate. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you see anything else for me?
I'm seeing good things happening in your love life. Are you with someone right now and wanted to talk about that?
I've been married. Yeah, I've been married 30 years.
And so I'm just really seeing some, you guys just really just get closer, and the bond between you get super closer. And maybe that the message that I just said is really just about you guys taking time with each other. I mean, that you've been together for a beautiful long time, and just take that special time together. You know, that's a special, special relationship that y'all have had together. And so truly just cherish that. And I just see you guys just having a closer bond this year.
Rhonda, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate you listening and calling in. And if you're looking to join this conversation, the telephone number is 607-282-4029. Before we go to break here, I want to ask you about something else that you said, Melinda. You said, growing up in a very devout Southern Baptist household, I think that's what you said. There was some kind of tension between these gifts that you felt you had and the religion that was being observed in your home. Are the two incompatible? Were they incompatible then, and are they still incompatible, religion and this psychic sensitivity that we're talking about?
They are. My father has passed away a couple years ago. But growing up, he was that's the devil. That's all of the devil.
Really?
And,
really?
Oh yeah. Mm. And that's awful, and you're going to go to hell. And, it's still very associated with that the South.
I find that interesting too. And I think attitudes are starting to change, but then you have, when you look at the history of religion, and I don't mean this to be the focus of our discussion by any means, but I find it curious. You look at the history of religion, you have somebody like Joan of Arc, who's a saint, who received messages from God, that were prophetic and that were, visionary. And not that I'm comparing you or anyone else with Joan of Arc, but it's not unheard of within religious doctrine to receive messages and things from angels. I mean, that can be very compatible. So it's interesting to hear that perspective.
Mm-hmm. And, this is such an important topic. I just feel like that my guides right now really want us to talk about it. I know you said, we could talk about this quite a bit, because it's just gotten such a bad, religion and really intuition has just gotten such a bad rap, and really it's just such a good thing. And if you really look in the Bible, I mean, Jesus had gifts, right?
Yeah.
He really did. And there are angels in the Bible, and really it talks about them throughout the whole Bible. I mean, and I truly believe, I want all the listeners to hear this, that angels are so there for us.
Yeah.
They really are. That is a huge message. I really want all of your listeners to hear. All you have to say is, angels, please reach out and help me. And they are there to help you. They will help you. And it's in the whole religious thing also is really what my guides want me to convey to you is just, we are one people. We are one. The religion thing really totally separated all of us. And really, we are meant to be just one, really. Just, it doesn't matter what color you are. It doesn't matter what race you are, and all of the fighting and everything. I do see that, there's more going to be more famine. There's going to be more hunger that's going to happen. I see all that, but the religious thing is really something that we truly have to overcome and really see that really healing is such a good thing. And Jesus did do it in the Bible, right?
Right.
There's so many good things about it. So it's not really a good thing. And so that's what I had to embrace in myself, is that this is not a bad thing. It's right. Really, truly a good thing. I mean, the gifts that so many light workers have, it's really a good heart thing. It really is.
All right. When we come back from break, we'll continue our discussion with our guest tonight, Melinda Vestal. By the way, you can get more information about her work at tiffanypowershealing.com. And I also want to, there's a phone number that my producer gave to me. What is this number, Melinda, that you have here?
It's just a phone number. I mean, definitely they can go to the website at tiffanypowershealing.com and look up. I mean, there's so many great different things that we can help them with, but a lot of people sometimes like to call in, and that's 737-777-9992. Okay. I know some people like to pick up the phone, right?
Sure. They sure. Do. Yeah, absolutely.
And so it's just whatever you prefer. If you go to the website, you can look at all the different things that we can all help you with. And then there's so many awesome things, right?
Yep.
That we can help you with. Reiki, we can do a reading for you. 2020, what's going to happen for you? There you go. We're going to do that for you. And then theta healing. And then also, like I said, law of attraction coaching. If you need to clear your chakras, which if you're feeling like totally out of balance, you're tired, something within your body system is just out of whack, then Angie is just phenomenal. So we have a powerhouse of women.
Perfect. Okay. Anyway, tonight we're talking with Melinda Vestal. Melinda's a psychic. Her website is tiffanypowershealing.com. I'm going to go to another call, Melinda, but before I do here, just explain the relationship between you and the Tiffany Powers Healing, because obviously most people expect to see your name in the website, but you're part of a group, right?
Yeah, so we are. So I'm just part of her website, and Tiffany and I got to know each other through Theta Healing class that I took with her, and just really got to know who I was and everything that I can do. And we just really got to know each other, and she was like, come on board. She knew that I had the gift, and as she does. And so myself and Angie, who also does readings, and she does chakra healing as well. But we do all sorts of, there's all sorts of modalities on there and things that we can help you with that are all listed on the website. Yes. And so she just brought me on.
Awesome. All right, let's go to Darlene. Darlene is calling us from Pennsylvania. Hey, Darlene, welcome to the program. You're on with Melinda.
Hi, Melinda.
Hi, Darlene. What can I help you with? What kind of questions did you have for me?
Do you see anything coming for the new year here for me?
I feel like things are definitely going to get better for you. And you, as far as I feel like you're going to have more money coming in, because this past year has been really a tough year for you. Your financial situation is going to get better. And that's going to make you a lot happier. And all around, your life, your happiness level is going to increase, because like I said, I feel like you've really had, last couple of years have been kind of hard for you. And so I see you coming out of that. Yeah.
Right. How about, do you see any like angels or anyone that passed away in my family around me at all? I was just wondering.
Yeah. So first of all, we all have angels around us, right? I want you to know that. And I don't know if you heard me earlier, but anytime you have any questions, you just ask your angels to come around you. I'm feeling like, it's an uncle, that passed away, or it's an older man that is around you. And very protective. And he's like just kind of joking and laughing, and just has a really good sense of humor. Does that ring a bell?
Okay. Yeah, it does. It really does.
And so just I feel like he's like, she needs to have more joy in her life. Right. You need to, you know, like I said, you know, and that's a lot of their messages that they bring over is like, you've had a tough year. Right. And so, he's saying, tell her she needs to laugh, chill out, have more fun, go do what brings you joy more.
Okay.
Yes. There you go, honey. You have a blessed, blessed year, and you call me if you have any questions in the future, honey.
Darlene, thank you for the phone call. Once again, Melinda's number is direct number is 737-777-9992. Did I get that right, Melinda?
Yes.
And that is that to the group? Is that to the Tiffany Powers group? Is that the number for that?
Yeah. And, you know, like I said, you can definitely go to Tiffany Powers Healing, TiffanyPowers Healing, HEALING.com. And for a lot of people that like to, you know, get on the website, but you can also call in
right. And
talk to Mandy and she will get you all set up.
Please be sure to visit me on Facebook. Just search for JVJ Paranormal. You'll find my page. Give it a like, a follow, whatever you have to do. Also, come to YouTube. Come over to the YouTube side. That's where we stream live, and that's where you can join our chat room. Just go to YouTube, search for JV Johnson. You'll find the channel there, and there's no charge or anything. You can be part of our YouTube community. It's growing quickly, and we thank you for that. A lot of great stuff coming up here. We're talking with Melinda Vestal, psychic, and we're talking about her predictions for 2020. We're also taking listener calls. Let's see. Melinda, I want to ask you about something that you've mentioned a couple times. You've used the word light workers. What is a light worker? And I'm assuming you put yourself into that category as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's light workers. We were chosen. We chose to come into this life to help other people within this life. Get through things, whether it be hardships or anything that you know they're having problems with. We chose to come back in this life to help others. And so whether it be through your psychic ability, through healing, through Reiki, any kind of healing modality, it doesn't have to necessarily have to be spiritual. I mean, you can be a light worker and be many different things, but it's just that you were chosen to help others get through the hardships of this life. Because really, a lot of us are just, I feel like we're just going through life like zombies, right?
Yeah,
we're just,
right.
And we're really not, that's not, life is meant to be joyous and abundant and happy, right? And so I know we have to make money. I know we have to have jobs. I realize that, but really we should have, you should wake up every day and be filled with joy and be filled with love. And so that's what a light worker is here to do, is to really help heal and to help really convey that message to others. Because instead of just being so rote and just so mundane and just so depressed, there's a lot of depression, you know, that needs to be changed. A lot of people that really have taken drugs and really have taken to alcoholism and really run to that. And really, there's so much more in life that really can fill them full of joy. And so that's really a big message. And that's a lot of what we're here for to do.
Let's go to Nicole. Nicole is in Ohio. Nicole, thanks for waiting on hold. We appreciate it. You're on with Melinda.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Nicole.
So I was just calling to see what you saw that I needed to focus on maybe for 2020.
Nicole, I really would love it. I'm hearing you've got to overcome a lot of your sadness. You're so there's a lot of healing that you need to focus on within yourself. And I just feel like a lot of self-destruction, that you are just beating yourself up a lot, and just to overcome those things. Because once you overcome those things, you're going to soar. But until you can really just tap into your true, you know, self, you've got to overcome that, honey. There's some sadness and some things that are, I feel like, holding you down. And so this is the year to do that.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. And there's a lot of different ways you can do that with a counselor. We can definitely help you do that, through Theta Healing. Theta Healing, Reiki is huge, but get rid of all that gunk in, so you can see the true, beautiful you, because she's there. She wants to come out. Really.
Katie, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for the call, Nicole. The telephone number is 607-282-4029. Same question, Melinda. Instead of about light work, I want to ask you about Theta Healing, because you've brought that up several times as well. What is mm-hmm. Theta Healing?
So Theta Healing is where I connect with the divine and go up and really, you know, there's different states of sleep, basically. You know, you have your alpha, beta, theta states or whatever. And so basically it's like a very hypnotic state that you go into, and I'm able to connect with the person, whether they're, doesn't matter, they can be on the phone or whatever, they can be sitting next to me, and really able to connect with them and see what's going on with them mentally, physically, and then help them release a lot of their limiting beliefs from now or past lives or when they were a childhood. You know, a lot of things happen when we were kids. A lot of times when we were 6 or 7, and that you get imprinted with those things, and then you carry them with you, right? You carry them with you. You feel like, why can't I just meet the right person? You know, it's frustrating. And right? And it's because you have all of this crap that you really need to let go of. And once you let go of all those things and you really can just step into your true self, it is really wonderful. It's beautiful, because then you start really having more confidence. You feel more healed within yourself. And it's just so beautiful. It really is. And so those are the things that just, a lot of people need help with that. And they turn to drugs and they turn to alcohol instead of really healing. And it's because really, once you get to down to the health, your beautiful self, you don't need all that stuff. I mean, it's nice to have a glass of wine every once in a while, hey, but really, just get high on life. Really, that's what it is about. It is about, you know, it really is. And so I love to see people get to that point, and I have, and so it's just beautiful when we were able to do that. And Tiffany's great at it, and we the three of us are just a powerhouse. We are.
Let's go to Sheila. Sheila calling from Ohio. Hey, no, I'm sorry. This is Catherine in Denver, Colorado. We'll get to Sheila in just a second. Hey, Catherine, welcome to the program.
We'll let
Catherine fix her phone. Sounds like she was waiting. You know, she was on for a while, so she probably had it on speaker. Are you there, Catherine?
Oh, yes, I'm here.
Okay. You're not on speakerphone, are you?
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, that's much better. Okay. You're on with Melinda.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. You're on with Melinda.
That's okay, honey.
So, I am looking for, I'm going to be doing some massive life changes in the next few months, and just kind of wondered what that's going to be hold for me, whether it be for a career or a love.
You're having some life changes, and or that you're asking if they're going to be in career or love. Is that what you're asking?
No, I'm making a career change. Mm-hmm. And so, just kind of wondering what you see, for that for me. And also, if there's anything that you see in the love area for me.
Mm-hmm. So in your career, I'm getting that that's going to happen. You may have some bumps coming up here, but by April or May, you're going to start seeing that get better. It's really going to be more about your career. I feel like than the love this year. There's going to be more focus on your career this year. It's going to be, and it's going to be more in like April or May. That's really going to, it's going to take time, and there may be a couple of bumps in the road, but just, you just got to have faith, and keep up with it. And then, you know, your love life is, it's going to be okay, but I just feel more going on with your career this year, for sure.
Okay, good to know. Perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you, Catherine, for the phone call from Denver. We appreciate it. The number is 607-282-4029. When you get this information as you're giving someone a reading like we just had with Catherine, is it their spirit guides that are reaching through to you? Is it angelic messages, or is it your spirit guides? How is it working for you?
My spirit guide that's telling me things. I just hear different messages coming in. Just messages from above is what I call it. You know, I hear, tell her that, you know, she needs to do this, or, I just hear different messages, and they're specific messages, or I'll hear car, tell them it's about the car that they bought, you know, or, and whatever, you know, or if it's their passed away father or whatever, it just really just depends. But, a lot of messages are coming from my, spirit guide, and just, you know, my angels and whatever. I mean, I see pictures, I may see, you know, where they're going to be moving to, or, you know, whatever. I mean, it just whatever pops in is what I convey to the person.
Right. What are angel cards?
Well, they're, you know, Doreen Virtue, she does readings for years. She put together some beautiful cards, and they're just messages from angels, like Archangel Michael, Archangel Gabriel, or some of them just have beautiful messages on them that say that you've got a creative project coming up, or you need to work on your relationship, but it's all angelic messages, like see yourself and others through the eyes of the angels with unconditional love and acceptance. In this way, you inspire and lift everyone to their highest potential. So that's kind of an example of what's on my cards, or you need to listen to trustworthy guidance, or it's time for you to cleanse and detoxify. And then it gives a beautiful message there below. With great love and respect, we ask you to detox your body and and realize how sensitive your body is. At your request, will help you develop life-affirming ways to deal with stress. So, or another one says play. You need to go out and play. And it's just beloved one. It's time to set aside work for a while. Don't worry. We're here to oversee your responsibilities, and you need to go out and play and have enjoy and laugh. And, you know, so that's messages like that, which we all need, right? We all get caught up in life. And so a lot of times people do need to stop and listen to their angels. They do need to just realize that they need to pay more attention to their relationships, or they do need to stop and cleanse and detoxify. I know this is a great time to do it with a new year, right? And so it's important, and Reiki can help you do that. And so just different beautiful messages like that. Got really it. And whenever I'm talking to a person, because I have different cards, depending on what energy that I pick up from them is the cards that I pick up, because I also have like goddess cards. You know, if I'm picking, if I'm talking to a female that is just rising, I know that she, I can just feel that she's just rising in her career. And we work with a lot of career driven people at Tiffany Powers Healing, you know, then I work with my goddess cards, and they're great to work with as well. So it just really depends on who I'm talking to and the energy with them. And that's the card that I'm drawn to.
Okay, let's go to, this is Sheila in Ohio. Hi, Sheila. Welcome to the program. You're on with Melinda.
Hi, hey, Sheila. You. Hi, Melinda.
Hey, what kind of question can I answer for you today?
I don't really have a question. I just wondered what you see for me.
I see a lot of, when you were talking, I just saw family. That family is really important to you, and just little ones, and just this year that you're, that you need to surround yourself with your family and love, and then just being outside with them, and that's a big thing in your life is your family.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's really, you know, we truly do take that for granted. I feel like there's so many of us out there that you just get up, go to school, you know, and just like do something silly, with them. Like I tell a lot of people, just like do silly things. You know, we're adults, but we need to like be kids sometimes in our life, you know, like, just do bubbles with them and go out to the park and just be silly, and be around. I'm getting also that it would be fun for you to take them somewhere with water. That's going to be great for you and your family, just to go out in the water. Are you close to the water?
No, but we are taking a trip here to the beach.
See, there you go. And so that's going to be so healing for you guys, and just be silly. I mean, like build sandcastles, and I mean, just, you know, bury somebody in the sand. I did that this summer. It was amazing. and just have so much fun, right? The beach is meant to, it's, and listen to the waves, right? Waves are healing. Do that. And just get down in the sand and kick in those waves and find the dolphins. Go swim with dolphins. Go do it.
I hope that's all there is, just dolphins.
yeah. I feel like that it's going to be such a happy time. It's going to be happy, healing, fun. But just remember what I said. Just remember, just like be silly. Just go on that trip, and lots of silliness going on.
Sheila,
I love it.
Yeah, Sheila, thank you so much for the call, and thank you for listening in Ohio. We're going to go to break again, and we'll be back with more of your phone calls and more discussion with our guest, Melinda Vestal. Did you know that online retailers like Amazon have constant deals that can save you money on the things you buy every day? It's no joke. Save 40%, 50%, even 80% on great products, and all you have to do is know about them. Noodle Shark is the way to be alerted when something good is coming your way. Noodle Shark is the social media page that lists great deals that not only save you money, but give you the deals before anyone else has them. All you have to do is find Noodle Shark on Facebook. Search it as The Noodle Shark. That's The Noodle Shark, because you deserve to save too. Become a shark and save. Tonight we're talking with Melinda Vestal. We're talking about 2020. We're talking about what that means for you. But what we haven't quite talked about yet, and we're going to go back to the phone lines here in just a moment, but Melinda, what do you see for the coming year, you know, globally? Anything big on our horizon?
You know, I really just see, just a lot of the anger going on between a lot of the politics. There's just the whole anger thing, people getting, he's mad, he did this and he did that and she said that, and it's not gonna, I think it's just gonna get worse. I can see it just getting worse about the whole presidential thing, it's not going to go good. It's not.
I think you're probably understating that a little bit too, right?
I'm trying to be really nice. I want to say some cuss words right now, but yeah. I'm holding back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we're all feeling that too. You know, it's been bad. It's been getting increasingly worse. And as we get into a presidential election year, clearly it's going to get loud and it's going to be obnoxious and it's going to be non-stop. I mean, it has already started. So let's go back to the phone lines. This is Connie from Ohio. Hi, Connie. Welcome to the program. You're on with Melinda.
Hello.
Hi, Connie. What can I help you with?
I don't have a question. Just want to wonder. I'm just wondering what 2020 is going to be like.
It's going to go good. I feel like you're going to have a great year. I just feel like lots of good, positive things, like a really wonderful year, like lots of joy, happiness is coming in for you. Love and just really good things just that you haven't had in a long time. I just see you smiling and just laughing and just lots of yummy, wonderful, just happiness is coming in for you. It's going to be good.
It can only be better, right?
You know, this year was 2019 was rough for a lot of people. It really, really was. For the whole collective, it was tough. I mean, it was a big turning point. And I really feel like the last 3 to 4 years, but 2019 was an ouchie. It was. But I just feel like for a lot of people, there's going to be lots of big transitions and things are going to get better. And like I said, with light workers coming in, people are going to start realizing that they can go to get help like that. And just happiness is coming in now. You know, the politics, we were just talking about that. That's another story. But I do feel like there's going to be more happiness coming in. We've had a lot of sadness in the past couple years. And so it's going to be good. This is going to be a good year for you, hon. It is.
Okay, well, thank you.
That's always a good message, isn't it, Connie, when someone tells you you're going to have a good year? I like hearing that myself. We only have time for a couple more phone calls. We do have some people waiting on hold. We're going to get to those. But before we do, let's talk a little bit about your vision for 2020. We talked politics. What about spiritually? Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people we've had on this show, Melinda, are talking about a real spiritual awakening in our very near future. Do you feel anything? Mm-hmm. Do you feel that at all?
Oh, yeah. I mean, and when you just said that, I just got this huge, yes. I usually feel, that's another thing, is I can feel like a big yes too. So it's really about, like what I said, you know, the rise of the light workers, the rise of the awakening basically is coming. And I want everyone to think of it as an exciting, wonderful time. It really is. It's in healing and what we can do for each other and seeing each other as a collective and as one instead of as separate. Right. I feel like for so many years, like when I was a little girl, and I was born in 71 and then years later, whatever, I mean, we were all separate and religion had a lot to do with it, like I said, but you know, just there and we're here and, you know, I mean, people are, you know, we're going to slowly start seeing that we are one and to love each other and to look at each other as just because someone is black or someone speaks a different language, you know, who cares? We're all one beautiful people. And that's what it's all about. And so the awakening is just a wonderful, beautiful thing. And that in the next 10 years, you're going to see just pops of beauty come out. And it's just going to be amazing.
We're all one beautiful people, but we have a lot of people that do bad things to other people. And that's hard to explain, isn't it?
It It is. And so with that being said, that's why we're here. That's why the light workers are here, to help people, I believe, see and overcome things. And you're going to have, you know, my mind goes to North Korea when you say that, you know, and the everything that's happened there. You talked about how horrid that is, and awful and mean, you know. And then here I am talking about all the goodness. There are the Hitlerish things that happen in our world and our society. But thank goodness we are having this rise of wonderfulness come in.
Yeah.
And hopefully, which I see it all becoming good. And that's why it's important for people like myself and you guys to bring in your message. And thank you so much for having me on tonight, is to realize that we can, overcome the bad guys,
right,
you know,
we have to, or there's no hope, right? We've got to. Let's go to Michelle. Michelle's in Chicago, Illinois. Michelle, welcome to the program.
Hi, JB. I love your show.
Thank you so much, and thank you for listening. You're on with Melinda.
Hi,
hey,
Melinda.
Michelle. I love your energy. Oh my gosh, you are just fun. I just want to come over to your house and play games, and you can tell you're like so fun, just a beautiful person.
Thanks.
Did you have a question specifically, Michelle?
Just kind of in general guidance, and you know, you were just talking about spiritual awakening, and that's kind of what I've been trying to do lately. And I don't know if I'm on the right track. I feel like I'm blindfolded, trying to dig my way through, and don't know what's real, what's not real. So, any insight, or am I on the right track? Or, you know, and I would also appreciate any, I don't know if you can tap into, but any messages from loved ones, like stuff like that would be awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely getting, yes, you are on the right track. And there's definitely some steps this year that you can do. Take some more spiritual classes this year. Right. Learn more about what you want to do spiritually, whether it's, you know, listening to angels more or what have you. I mean, there's definitely, I feel like, two or three classes that you would be keen to taking, as well as just ask your angels. Like I keep saying that, you know, the angels are there and for us, and just ask for their guidance, and they will show you messages, right? If you ask a question, you're going to get an answer, whether it's in a sign or a number or, and also like before you go to sleep at night, you can ask a question like, you know, what kind of class should I take? And a lot of times you'll dream about that, and you'll wake up and you'll know, oh, I want to take angel cards. I want to learn about angel cards, or I want to take a tarot card class or whatever. So ask that question before you go to bed. And I feel like that you're going to get that messages about, you know, there's a couple of different classes that you're going to be taking this year to learn more about spirituality, for sure.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Michelle. Did you have more? I didn't mean to cut you off, Melinda.
I was just going to say that is definitely a yes, that you should take those classes. So do that for sure. And we can help you with that too. If you want to just give us a call or go on a website, and we can definitely help you with that too.
Michelle, thank you so much for the kind words, and thank you for calling in. We appreciate you joining us tonight. Melinda, you read tarot cards. Now, did you start doing that before you did psychic readings? You know, what was the progression of that, and how did that fit in?
As I grew up and I was just interested in it, and I saw different things, and I'm like, you know, I'm just going to get a deck. And I got a deck, and I'm like, oh, I love it, you know? And so I just kind of was just playing around with it. And then I'm like, this is awesome. And I just felt really connected with it. I got yeses within, you know, I heard, you know, this, yes, you're supposed to do this. And then with other spiritual people that I was connected to in the community, they were like, you know, you have a gift. You have the gift to do this. And you just need to accept it and just go forth and just do it. Because you're very, I'm very empathic. I can, you know, hear things, and just basically I needed to embrace my gift. And so I did that, and that's what happened.
And I have a kind of a silly question here, because I've heard you say tarot cards. I always get kind of caught between saying tarot or tarot. Which is the proper way?
You know, I'm from the South. We just say things different. Tarot.
No, but I think you're right. And I don't know why I always want to say tarot cards, but it's tarot cards, right?
Well, that's true. But I'll forgive you. You're from up there, and that's okay.
I am from up here.
Yeah,
it's cold.
It's cold. You have a beautiful accent.
I have an accent. Oh, I don't think I'm the one with the accent, but we can argue about that another time. Let's go to the phones again. This is one of our chat room mainstays. This is Dwayne. He's in New Orleans. Hey, Dwayne, welcome to the program.
Who that, JV?
Good to hear your voice, my friend. What's on your mind? You're on with Melinda.
Okay, I'll set it up. In 2016, a friend of mine, his father was diagnosed with mesothelioma, had a lung removed. And I texted him over Twitter because I lost his phone number, and he told me that in response that his father passed away.
Oof.
And so after that, he just totally shut me out. Like, I tried to go to his house. This lady wouldn't answer. You know, she would, like, pick up, like, kind of run interference for him. And I just was kind of wondering if there's anything that's going to happen between him and I, like positive or negative, or is it just a dead relationship?
Before Melinda answers you, Dwayne, I want to ask, how long ago did his father pass away?
In 2016.
Okay, so it's been a few years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I have been making attempts to try to, you know, like, hey, look, I'm here for you. I've known him since the seventh grade.
Mm. Right. Honey, he's really in a very, very dark place right now, and he's very depressed. But I can tell you that just tell him that, just say, hey, buddy, I'm here for you. I know that you're depressed, and whenever you get ready to talk, I'm here. Right. And just tell him that, and then step back and then let him breathe and then just check on it. But he's in a pretty dark place. He's really depressed. He's very sad. You know, he really needs to, I really feel like he needs to seek help. Because he's very depressed. And so just, tell him that you're there, check on him. It's going to come out of it, but it's going to take time. Depression is hard. It's just, people just feel, I mean, I just feel like there's a lot of darkness around him. He's so sad. Just when you have someone in your life like that, just really just telling them that you're there and checking on them. I'm hoping that he can seek some guidance, some help. I feel like he needs to get help. So, yeah.
All right, Dwayne. Hopefully that'll help you. But I understand how that dark place can affect your relationships with other people. So I wouldn't take it too personally, Dwayne. But at the same time, just let him know you're there for him. And you know, when he finds himself, I'm sure he'll reach out to you. Thanks for the phone call. We appreciate it.
Oh, not at all, Dwayne. It's not you. It's him. And and really send him love and light. A lot of times what we can do is send them love and light. You don't even have to be there. Just really send someone love and light and just thinking about and checking on him. That's huge. It's more than what we think it is. It is.
Melinda, we are basically out of time here. It's been a fast moving night. What's your like one sentence piece of advice for people as we enter not just a new year, but a new decade?
I would say that now is the time if you are ready to rock 2020 in the next couple years. Just really grow within yourself, heal what needs to be healed, and to truly love others. I mean, you know, stop working so hard in life, and life is meant to be abundant. Go and rock it and live it, and live your life to its fullest, and love your family and just enjoy. If you need to go ride your Harley, get on your Harley and ride it.
I intend to.
You do that. You rock it. Yeah. Or just, you know, just, I mean, we have to make money, right? We do. But just heal what needs to be healed, and then love. Love, it really is. I mean, I know I sound like I know I've lived a past life in the 60s and 70s. I will tell you that. But I mean, really, I mean, just peace, love. It really is. It's there for you. And call Tiffany and I and Angie, and we can definitely help you as well, for sure.
And once again, give the phone number and the website for people. I know that some people will do it online. Others like to use the phone.
Absolutely. So it's Tiffany Powers Healing. com, and that number is 737-777-9992. We look forward to hearing from you guys, and really we're here for you, and there's lots of things that we can help you out with, for
Melinda,
sure.
Yeah, Melinda, again, thank you for being here, and happy new year to you, and I'm looking forward to having you back on the program when we can.
We'll do it. All right, guys, take care.
Okay, so I've been saying all along that tomorrow night we're going to have a best of program, but I think what we're going to be doing instead is a booze, brews, and bros broadcast. That'll start at 11 o'clock tomorrow night. So in effect, our new time to start this program will actually start tomorrow night with booze, brews, and bros. Scotty Roberts will be joining me.
Yeah.
And I think what we're going to do tomorrow night is we're going to do psychic readings.
Okay.
Scotty and I will take phone calls and we will do psychic readings.
Really?
Yeah. That sounds like fun, doesn't it?
Until it's happening.
What do you mean? You don't think it'll be fun while it's happening?
I just feel like it seems like a great idea until you're there on the phone.
Well, you have to remember there will be some brews involved, sure, in booze, brews, sure, and bros. So sure, that helps, you know, kind of grease the skids, if you will.
Sure.
All right. Again, thank you to Melinda Vestal for being with us tonight. And I hope everybody had a great New Year's Eve and a New Year's Day. I know everybody is essentially back at it. Let's make this a great year. It's Beyond Reality, and we'll catch you tomorrow night.
Beyond Reality Paranormal is hosted by J.V. Johnson and produced by Orion Palmer and Slick Eddie Edwards. Like us on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Please consider supporting the program either through your podcast platform, click on the link in the description, or on Patreon at Joha Productions. If you'd like to be a guest on Beyond Reality Paranormal, or you have a recommendation for a guest, contact our producer, Slick Eddie Edwards. Eddie is spelled with a Y, at slickeddieedwards@gmail.com.